10時から始める予定だったんですが、ちょっとテクニカルプロブレムで、10時45分回ってしまいまして、本日ニューヨークコリンゴラジオ、ライブ放送ということで、実は独立記念日毎年アメリカ人でね日本語の話せる方をゲストとしてお呼びしたんですけど、本日のオンエア予定だったアメリカ独立記念日放送、実は先週にもう収録済みだったんですけれども、そのインタビューのファイルを実はデリートしてしまいまして、というのも、私のパートナージョンと私の間でミスコミュニケーションがありまして、ファイルを削除してしまったんですけれども、その私のねミスコミュニケーションだったため、ね、バレのせいだけではないんですけれども、ということで本当は本日オンエア予定だったニューヨークシティのウェディング牧師で、英語の先生、そしてあのニューヨークシティツアーガイドだったマリオ・サクリパンデさん、大変申し訳ありません。マリオさんには、報告済みで、また次回いつか、出演してくれるということで、今回この、失態をプラスに変えるために、ライブショーをすることにしまして、今回の失態、なぜ起こったのかというのは、アメリカ人の彼と日本人の私の間でミスコミュニケーションがあって、失敗したというか、間違いを犯したんですけれども、それについて、インターナショナルカップ、国際カップルとか国際結婚されてる方たちがあるような事情をねちょっと語ろうかなと思いまして、そんなことでね、まあ失敗だったんですけどライブショーができるというチャンスも生まれたので、ではではジョンさん、 Can you explain what's going on? Why were you
here? Okay, well, basicallyKiyomi was having some issues with her Windows PC. She was getting some malware. So I had noticed that, and I was not comfortable with her accessing her financials and things of that nature. So in an effort to clean up her situation, I formatted her computer, not knowing that she stored everything in her downloads folder. Before I did so, I asked her if everything was backed up, she wasn't working on anything on the computer.But that's where the miscommunication that we have. She said, yeah, but I don't think, because I'm more knowledgeable on computers and things of that nature, I don't think we really were seeing eye to eye. I formatted everything, thinking everything was backed up on the data drive, but it actually wasn't. The file that she interviewed for Mario Sacripanti-san was on the downloads folder.
Yeah.
So that was a race, and I'm very sorry to Mario-san. That's my mistake.
It's not your mistake.
it's
miscommunication.
Yeah, but you know, I'm the one who hit delete, so I'm so sorry. Hopefully one day you'll interview with Kiyomi-san again, because it was totally my mistake, and I won't ever erase your data again. So,
So that problem.It's not language issue.
I mean, it was a little bit of both. We sometimes have our main issues with language, like R words. R words, sometimes I'll say a word to her, and then later on maybe she won't understand. And I won't realize, because we talk so much to each other. And when you live together and you're a couple...sometimes just end up thinking you heard each other but you actually didn't. The first example of me realizing there was a difficulty in our words was when we first started dating. Lindy Hop,
yeah.
Lindy Hop dancer, swing dancing.
Right, swing dancing, yes.
So before I took any lessons and put my toes in the water, she had showed me how to do the three-step and a rock step is what it's called, but when she was showing me, she was telling me that it was a lock step. So I'm like getting these lessons, these beginner lessons on the basic fundamentals of swing dancing, Lindy Hop, from her, and three-step, lock step. So I'm thinking, like, it makes sense. lock, you know, like, you know, like so take, that's a, taking a master lock and you're a lock, you just like
L, right?
Yeah, like L.
Lockstep.
L, lock. So I go and I take my first swing dance lesson and they're saying rock step.
Rock.
Wait a second. Oh. They're wrong. It's it's lock, not rock. But it was rock. Kiyomi-san just had a...
Lock to lock. It's the same, right? Lock to lock. But L to R, lock to lock.
But I think that's been our... There's probably many examples, but it's usually... The biggest miscommunications come from the words that have like R in the pronunciation. Like they might get just misinterpreted for one word or the other, and yeah, that can lead to problems. But it's fine. We learn to deal with it.
My interview file, you deleted. That was not the language issue.
Yeah, that was more.
That was
knowledge. Knowledge of computers. I basically installed a data drive, a backup hard drive in her laptop because her primary hard drive is a SSD, faster loading hard drive, but smaller. So as a computer guy, can tell you your operating system, you want to have limited amount of data where your operating system lies so it'll run faster. So you take everything you're working on, such as an interview, video file, audio file, you put it on your backup hard drive. But that's the kind of thing that is, I know and I take for granted.
So I have no idea.
Yeah,
about
exactly.
It. Yeah. All right, so that's a different.
Yes.
So you have a Japanese girlfriend. How do you like it?
A Japanese girlfriend?
Yeah.
Very, very sweet. She's pretty nice.
Okay.
I like it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like coming home and giving her smoochies. So sweet. Like, one thing about Kiyomi-san.
Yes.
It's almost like she puts sugar on her cheeks when I wake up in the morning and I give her a kiss. It tastes sweet right here. She puts sugar.
Okay. So you
every, I don't know where she... She every morning, sugar is sweet. Like candy cakes.
So you don't have any problem. So we have a language issue and a cultural difference.
I mean, yeah, everything is just like totally minor, trivial. Like, you know, Kiyomi-san makes me very happy. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
So no problem.
Everything. Yeah, we have
food.
Food's great.
And
like
culture, everything.
I mean, this is a 4th of July special, but, you know, we do have Japan up here to represent Japan.
And then Japan flag is bigger. Than
yeah.
Japan.
So we went and saw the emperor
when
we went to Japan last time. So we had that.
Yeah.
And Banzai!
Banzai!
Banzai! That was fun. Yeah. You know, I love Japan. I love going to Japan.
Twice.
Yeah, twice.
Jo-san, 2回 Japan に来 ました.
I want to go again. I love it there. I love Melody Lane. Getting in the car, you drive down the road and plays a
and
little song.
And it's so clean, right? Everything
so clean.
And you love the toilet.
The toilet. Just the little things that again we're getting off track because.
Oh yeah, that's what that you.
USA.
USA. USA. Yeah.
Today is my. Today is my 7-year anniversary.
Right.
I moved here 2011.
Okay.
And so, you
seven
know,
years.
Kiyomi and I, this is we're finishing our 2nd year of living together.
Right.
So,
yeah.
We've lived together for, 2 years and 7 years in New York total.
Wow. Congratulations. All right. So, and also you have something announcement, right?
Oh, yeah. My band is going to be recording.
What kind of music and what's the name?
The band is Cavallo. It's
Italian?
Yeah, it's Italian for horse. It's C-A-V-A-L-L-O. So if you look up like Cavallo Band, we're on Bandcamp. We're going to be recording. I haven't recorded with them yet. I'm a replacement drummer for their previous drummer, who's fantastic. Fantastic drummer. I use a lot of his beats still on the older songs. But so we're going to be recording August 10th in New Jersey. And then September 1st at Gold Sounds in Brooklyn, we're going to be playing our first show in over a year. So I'm really excited. It's math rock. So, it's double bass and
all the timing.
Yeah, so like 6, 8, 6, 8, 7. Like count weird. A lot of bands are. It's an instrumental math rock. A lot of bands do it. In Japan, has a lot of really good math rock. One of the Japanese bands that I found on YouTube is called Tricot. I really like Tricot, but they have vocals. Tricot is really neat, and Japan has a really good amount of math rock bands. You see people talking about it on Reddit, posting videos, and that's one thing I would like to really experience if I do get to go to Japan again. It's the math rock music community in Japan. It seems to be thriving, but all I see is videos, so I have no idea like what it really is like. But
okay, and also you love music and you love gaming.
Yes, yes. Kiyomi-san, you know, we have a great relationship, but she does not like gaming. No. The entire time we've been together, she's no games. Yeah, she doesn't want to play any video games. So
I try to waste my time.
I'm a big gamer. I've been a gamer like since way back in the day, like with the Atari 2600. So right now I got the Nintendo Switch. This is from Japan, and the main game I'm playing right now is, so let's see, I don't know if you can see it there, right there, Hollow Knight. I just got Hollow Knight. That is it's like a, they call them Metroidvania. It's like sort of like Metroid, which is a Nintendo property, and it's sort of like Castlevania. It's Castlevania.
Super Mario. Yeah,
Super Mario Tower. All
right.
So yeah, you can do this. You can use this if you want to like jump out of the screen. You can do that to your doggy. All the kids are doing that these days.
Okay. So all right. So you love gaming, music.
Yeah, gaming, music, and cakes.
Oh.
It's a different priority level though. There's cakes up here, then music, then gaming.
Okay.
And then other stuff too.
Yeah, how about Japan?
Japan's up there too.
Up there too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. America, I don't know, you know.
Oh, today is a dry pause. We have to talk about America. Yeah, so
freedom.
Yeah. 今日はね、独立記念日、アメリカ独立記念日ということで、freedom。そして一応ね、あの正常期。
Yeah,
American flag. Freedom. Freedom. We're gonna go to France. Dry Force Party, right?
Yeah, it's the fireworks happen at
East River.
East River. Yeah. And my old roommates, they have an apartment, really good view right next to it. So every year, usually celebrate my year anniversary of living in New York.
Right, every year. The Dry Force is every year for your anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because when I first moved here, I actually drove in on June 30th, but I don't really consider that my coming in, because it's like, I had a truck, I was sleeping on an air mattress, I wasn't officially like moved in and able to enjoy the fact that I was actually here until the 4th of July. Mm. So every year I celebrate that as my, as my arrival.
So, my anniversary is Labor Day.
Labor Day?
Labor Day. Alright, so can I drive for us? We hope.
Yeah.
Everybody had a great Independence Day.
Yeah, I hope everyone had a really fantastic 4th of July. Don't hurt yourself with fireworks. Again, I'd like to apologize to Mario-san.
Oh, Mario-san.
So sorry.
Mario-san.
Please forgive my stupidity.
No, it's not too
yeah.
stupid.
But, yeah.
Alright, so then, Mina-sama, Happy 4th July でお願いします。じゃあ、初の生放送、これで終わりになります。ありがとうございました。
またね。
またね。